Hypothermia as a means of protecting patients in critical condition has been used in hospitals across the Czech Republic for years. Now, first aid workers are introducing it in emergency care. A pilot project, which is currently underway in several Czech regions, aims to prevent brain damage in patients suffering from a heart attack with the help of hypothermia. Karel Cvachovec is the chairman of the Czech Society of Anesthesiology and Intensive Care Medicine.
The technical hypothermia is generally used in medicine, in intensive care, quite often. It's a basis for, let's say, cardiac surgery and for many other serious procedures. But its use in pre-hospital care is fairly novel thing, and its use in Czech Republic is based on recommendation which appeared in the literature, giving us data about more favorable long-term outcome of patients who suffered cardiac arrest and have been resuscitated successfully. To help the survival of the brain and other organs with as little damage as possible, it's very convenient to cool the patient down.
So basically the method is quite widespread here in the Czech Republic, but there are currently, as far as I know, some pilot projects which are trying to introduce this method into emergency care for ambulance workers.
That's correct. Basically, the novel element in the whole story is that our colleague from emergency medical services are trying to cool down the patients even before they reach the hospital, provided they have been resuscitated from the cardiac arrest successfully.
So if I understand it correctly, it is important to cool the patient's body as fast as possible once
yes.
the patient has suffered heart attack.
Exactly. The time is of paramount importance, and if you cool the patient with some delay, his chances of successful recovery is apparently less.
Could you describe the technique of hypothermia? How do you actually induce hypothermia?
Basically, there are two major approaches which are being used and which are available for pre-hospital care. You either can use ice packs, which are packed densely around the body, so it's surface cooling, or you can infuse the patient with ice cool intravenous solutions. Both those methods are possible, and we are still not yet sure which is more effective.
So the project that is now underway is trying perhaps also to find out which of these methods is more effective?
That's correct, that's correct.
How demanding is the method, for example, in terms of money?
I think that method is relatively cheap. The cooling or the use of cool solutions really doesn't cost much, and I do not think that this increases the cost of care. Basically, it can be said that this is a very cheap approach.
Karel Cvachovec of the Czech Society of Anesthesiology and Intensive Care Medicine discussing the use of hypothermia in first.